We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Shin Samach Gimel. And the Ran had said that the first mitzvah is that we connect to the idea that the mitzvot stem from Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And then the second mitzvah, Lo Yelcha Elohim Acherim Al Panai, Hashem says, serve me alone, and because I'm guiding you. So these two mitzvot are counterintuitive, because we would think the opposite. We would think that Hashem is above being involved with our lives. Why should He command us? Why should He be involved in what's happening by us? The avan v'yin, aval pi sheyadu she'amitato shel davar ken, tamu alav. Even the prophets who understood this is the mitzvah, this is the first two commandments, nonetheless, they wondered about it. They questioned the logic of it. V'amru, the prophet said, Ma enosh ki tizkerenu v'an adam ki tifkedenu. What is mere mortal man that you should pay attention to him? Ribono shel Olam, you're so great, and we, how do we fit into the picture? So it is counterintuitive. Yes, Hashem tells us in the Ten Commandments, I am Hashem, I took you out of Egypt. In other words, I'm involved. And don't turn to any force but me, because I am guiding. So but nonetheless, the prophets look at it and they say, but why? We can't understand it. You told us it's so. Okay, so now we know it's so, but we don't understand it. V'amar, in the verse says, Ma'enosh ki tegadlenu v'chitashit elav libecha. Why do you uplift man? Why would you pay attention to man? You pay attention to him, you test him. So Job also wonders, Ribbono shel Olam, you're paying attention to me? And being that logic would not dictate this philosophy, meaning our logic would lead us to say there's no connection. Hashem is way above the details, way above connecting to man. Im lo she'ira lanu haTorah, had the Torah not illuminated this point to us, ha'inu choshvim u'ma'aminim, we would have thought and believed, mitzad tzichlenu, using our logic, she'Hashem yitbarach meromam, that Hashem is exalted, He's above this. She'lo yagiu mitzvotav azarotav elenu. Hashem wouldn't give us commandments and warnings, v'she'en ro'i she'navod oto klal, and it doesn't make sense to serve Him. Logic would not dictate that we should have commandments or that we should serve Him. Because if Hashem is a constant and He is perfect, so then what's He doing getting involved with man? Is He affected by man? No. Why should He be connected to us? So logic dictates that He's above all this. If Hashem wouldn't have told us differently, we wouldn't have thought this. Yes?
That's what the Jews said, right? He set the world in motion. But at least in the English translation, David HaMelech says, right? What you started saying sounded like him, you know, what is man that you should take notice? And yet, you created us a little less than you.
Right.
Easy, not logical.
Right, right. But he begins by saying why. And he doesn't have an answer. He says, I see you did it.
Right.
The Ran's point is that David HaMelech begins by saying, I don't get it.
Right.
I see you did it, but I don't know why.
It's a mitzvah. And the Ran says that this cannot be a mitzvah because without that, we wouldn't understand. Like, this needs to be like a precondition, or is it the other way?
That was one of his points. He also said, the idea that Hashem exists, I don't need a commandment for. That's the most basic logic. And he said many arguments. He said, why would Hashem, of the Ten Commandments, that's the easiest. The idea that there is a creator, yeah, I see a world, I understand there's a creator. I need a commandment about that, and Hashem has to personally tell me that. He says, that can't be the point.
Yeah, so the Ran says, we need something to know that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know,
that
Abraham and Isaac and Yaakov, because otherwise we would think they're whatever force.
Ron said the idols had some powers, and not
exactly. If we didn't have the first commandment, we would think that it could be any kind of force that is involved. But then we needed to know that it's a.
That it needed to be set on Hashem.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we have the commandments.
We needed to know that the first two are set on Hashem. Yeah. The rest are not.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how this contradicts what I'm saying.
Again, so what's your...
No, I just want to clarify how the run relates to the first two commandments. You just gave a brief summary, you know. Still got a little bit of...
So what's not clear at this point?
How the run relates to the first two commandments. What?
Hashem says, I am the one who commanded you. So I'm above all the forces. The run learns there are forces. Anochi Hashem, but I'm Hashem who is above all of that. And I'm connected to you. Anochi Hashem, the stress is, I'm the one that took you out of Egypt. He doesn't agree that Anochi is, I am the original creator. He says that I could understand. The point of the mitzvah is I'm giving you a Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's a personal connection between me and you. I'm talking to you. That's the point we wouldn't have thought. Lo yelcha Elokim Acherim Elohim Acherim Al Panai is serve him specifically. He's interested in what's going on with you. So when you see that, so then you say, wait, why? Anochi is I'm commanding. Lo yelecha is I care if you do. Neither one makes sense to us. Why would you command us? Why would you connect us? And why would you care if we observe or don't observe?
And you look at the world and you see things happen that don't seem just and it doesn't seem.
That okay, that's another point. He didn't get to that yet. Aval, says the Ran, but if we would have used our own logic, what we would have thought is, let's serve the other forces that exist. The Ran going with his interpretation that there are other forces out there. You could connect with them. The Ran says logic would lead you down that path. Remember, the Ran is going head on against the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no logic to idol worship. The Ran says people weren't stupid. Obviously, they saw benefits from it, and so then the logic would dictate worship the way you see benefits. And a person would have thought, just like I could go to the doctor, and just like I could admire nature, and just like I could enjoy other aspects, other forces in the world. I use electricity. I use heat. I use forces in the world, so let me tap into these forces. So what if they're idols? And if a person would have come and said, no, speak to Hashem. Why do you worship these idols? What would you answer him? You'd say, you're putting Hashem down. Hashem's above that. I'm going to talk to Hashem. And that's why our sages came and told us, Anochi v'lo yelcha mipi ha'gvura shmanu. We heard it directly from Hashem. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Do not worship forces other than myself. He says we can explain it with the following allegory. Let's say someone who is very close to the king. He tells us, I want you to do such and such. And what he tells us to do seems to us disrespectful. Seems to us that if we would do it, it's a disrespect towards the king. So then we would say, I don't believe you. The guy says, I'm telling you, when the king walks out of his palace, I want you to throw a tomato at his face. The king told me to tell you. So you would say, I'm not going to do it, right? But he's the second in command. Right? You know the story of the two Kohanim Gdolim, right? Where the younger brother was a bigger Talmud Chacham, and the father said he should be the Kohen Gadol. And then he said, no, 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 he told his big brother, you be the Kohen Gadol. So the big brother accepted, and then the younger brother regretted it. And so the younger brother was called Chonyo. And the younger brother said to the big brother, he said, you know, the first day you show up to the temple, you're supposed to show up wearing your wife's lingerie. That's how you do the service. And the older brother didn't know anything. So he showed up to the temple wearing his wife's lingerie. And the younger brother told the sages, he told everyone, look, he told his wife, he'll show everyone that he loves her more than anyone else. And that's why he told her he'll wear her lingerie to the first day of service at the temple. So the big brother shows up and they're ready to kill him. And then he tells them, wait, I didn't know. He told me this is what I'm supposed to do. So when they figured out what had happened, they wanted to kill Chonyo. So Chonyo fled to Egypt and built a new temple. But here you have a story where the older brother bought into it. You see how not learned he was. You know, his younger brother says, this is how you show up. So, what? No. Beit Chonyo was actually a temple for worship of Hashem. It ended up going in the wrong direction, but he... Right. The rabbis made a decree that any Kohanim would go to Egypt, and they'd work in the service of Beit Chonyo, and the rabbis said that anyone who worked in Beit Chonyo cannot work in the temple. We don't let him in.
Which period was it?
Second temple period.
It's great to ask this question, because the way you answered, at least it seems to me that the Ran service of his avoda is of a much of a, it seems to be of a higher level than the Rambam, that, you know, nothing else makes sense. So even if I, you know, even if I don't buy into everything, it's the only thing I can do. Where Ran says, well, something else does make
sense. Yeah. Waters of whatever
is
around you.
Yeah. So if a person would come and tell you to do something that actually mocks the throne, so you would say, no way I'm doing that. Unless I hear it from the king in person, Aval Nishiveu, what you'd answer him is, Shebashum banim lo nasek, and I'm not doing this under any circumstances. Im lo nishmao to atzivu me et amelech panim el panim upel pe, unless I hear it from the king himself. If the king tells me, throw a tomato at my face, I'll do it. Even though he tells me everything else in the name of the king, I believe him. But this I wouldn't. The Ran says, the same is true with these two mitzvot. I'm going to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to, he cares what I do. Says the Ran, logic would dictate that we wouldn't buy it. Unless Hashem himself tells us. The Ran says, I want you to know, I'm diametrically opposed to what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim. Shepiresh, Rambam explained, Anochi v'lo yeh lecha mipi ha'gvura shmanu, we heard these first two commandments from Hashem. Lomar, the reason is to teach us, sheshnei ha'shoroshim ha'ele, that these two fundamental points, rotze, Lomar, Mitziyut Hashem Yitbach Ve'yoto Echad, that Hashem's existence and His being singular, Omnam Yusag Be'yuna Enoshi, even though a person can attain them with his own logic, says the Rambam, Ve'chol Ma She'yivada Be'mofet Mishpat HaNavi Bo, Ve'chol Mi She'yida'eu Shaveh En Yitron. Even though a person can figure it out, but there's a difference between something that's been proven, and something that you have in prophecy. The Rambam says, I'm sorry, take a step back. If you can figure something out logically, and the prophet tells it to you, says the Rambam, there's no difference, right? So, according to the Rambam, when Chazal say, Anochi en lo yiyelecha, they heard from Hashem, the Rambam learns that you don't take that literally. It doesn't mean they heard those two commandments said from Hashem. but rather they heard an awesome voice. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim writes, they didn't know exactly what they were hearing. But being that these two mitzvot are so obvious to the logic, so then there's no difference between Moshe and the rest of Israel. Moshe understood it, and they understood it. And the Rambam learns that the wording mipi ha'gvura shmanum, they heard it from awesome might, does not mean they literally heard from Hashem these two declarations. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, you don't need Hashem to say it. You can figure it out. The idea was they heard a tremendous sound. They heard Hashem was there, but they didn't need to hear those two. And when Chazal say the wording, Mipiak Vuash Manum, it means to say there's no difference between whether they figured it out and it was clear to everyone, or they heard it from the prophet. There's no difference. Bottom line, these two points are fundamental, obvious points of Judaism. That's the Rambam's approach. The Ran is saying, no, Chazal say they heard it from Hashem, they heard those two commandments from Hashem, and there's a need to hear it from Hashem. But he's saying, I want you to know, I am going the opposite from the Rambam. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, and what I understand is also like the Rambam, according to this whole Shita, we're impossible to even listen to anything, because listening includes voice, and voice includes mouth, and he tries to deconstruct all kinds of physical, not physical manifestation of Hashem, but this experience of nevuah as not being real, but being visions, right? The Rambam doesn't think that the nevuah is something that is mamashi, that really happens, but it's like a vision, right? Or am I mistaken in this?
The Rambam does say that.
So therefore, the whole Mamad Har Sinai, listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, would have to be also this kind of metaphysical, I don't know how to explain, experience. According to Rambam,
that could still be very real.
For sure, it's real, but yeah. It's not real.
Not like
physically real.
Okay.
No, but you're
not listening. Not listening to anything.
Say, but the soul, like, the body, and the soul sounds, and all this stuff.
The Rambam says there's no way to explain it.
Wind can make a sound, and you can also make waves and other mouths speak.
They didn't hear it.
First, that there's a creator,
I'm talking about
the Rambam. Yeah. Problem.
But I'm not giving my opinion.
He's involved. But took you out of Egypt. That's, he gave you commandments. He cares what you do, right? The second.
So the Ran said the first commandment is he gave you commandments. The second one is he cares whether you observe. According to Rambam or Ran? According to Ran, he said,
I am Lord your God. The fact that they're your God, that's the
right.
Okay.
There's Torah Mishamayim. I'm talking to you. I'm connecting to you.
So
the first one is I connect to you. The second one is I care.
So they're both. The fact that
I don't only exist, but I'm
right. I just want to the existing part, he feels is sort of self-evident, but the idea that connected to you is where they have this great split. The Rambam says you don't need to have heard that to realize it. He's what he's talking about. You're going to realize, much less likely to realize it. It's not logical. Sorry, but you had a question.
That's the attack, if we can call it that, of the Ran on the Rambam. In fact, it doesn't have to be mamash mipiyak vua, because there's no way, according to Rambam, there's no way you can really hear it.
You're adding that point. I have to see the Mor Nevuchim inside. I don't know if that's an intrinsic point to this argument of the Rambam.
Can I write it down and ask you another?
So the Ran finishes the quote from the Rambam. Omnam shara dibrot hen mikatam fursamot. The Rambam says the rest of the commandments are things which are logical, things that people have no problem with. Vam kubalot, things that you can have on tradition. Lo mikat hamuskalot. The other things are things which they had to hear from Moshe. There are things that you can accept. There are things that you can accept on tradition, but they are not things that you can deduce. The first two commandments you could deduce, according to the Rambam. Elu dvarav zal. Vehem in dvarai b'shnei k'tzot tzavot ha'efech. As the Ran, you see that the Rambam and I are complete opposites. The Rambam says the first two commandments are obvious, and that's the idea that they heard them from Hashem. The idea is that everyone understood them without the need of a prophet. And the Ran says, no, it's not obvious at all. So he disagrees what the commandment is. He says, I agree with you, Rambam, that the idea that a creator exists is something we can all figure out. But that's not the first commandment. And the words don't indicate that at all. The words are, I am Hashem, not there exists. I am Hashem, your God. And if the pasuk really includes this, the idea that I am the creator, so then what do you have to talk about something that everyone knows? It's nothing new. So the first mitzvah disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says it's obvious. Everyone knows that that's the idea. Hashem said it. It means everyone figured it out. The Ran says it's obvious. Everyone knows it. That's not what the pasuk's talking about. That's not the first commandment. And number two, the second mitzvah is not like the Rambam writes to believe that Hashem is singular. The Rambam says the second mitzvah is to believe that Hashem is singular. Now the Rambam himself writes in the laws of Avodah Zarah that the reason people made mistakes was because they thought all the different forces serve Hashem, so we should praise them and serve them and honor them. So if that was their mistake, so then why do we need a commandment telling us that Hashem is one? Yeah, Hashem is one, but He has servants. It's not a contradiction. They didn't need to think there was more than one Hashem in order to serve idols. The Rambam himself says they knew there was one. They thought they were good serving the servants. So that's why he says, I don't agree that the second commandment is that Hashem is singular. So he's going to go back and reiterate that he believes the two commandments are focused on the two concepts which are counterintuitive to us. That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Shem.
He says those other servants, so-called, aren't necessarily servants. They've got legitimate power in their own right.
Yeah.
It's natural to serve them. That's what the Ran is saying.
The more correct interpretation is a derech shekatavti, is the way I explained, being that the logic would dictate opposite these two mitzvot, we had to hear them from Hashem. Our logic would say, Hashem isn't commanding you, He's not talking to you. Hashem doesn't care if you end up obeying or not. And even if you'd argue and say, even if logic doesn't dictate to worship Hashem, and logic wouldn't dictate that Hashem cares if you'd listen or don't, but nonetheless, logic wouldn't send you to serve idols, nonetheless, I still need Hashem to tell me, don't worship other forces, because that's where we'll pick up next week. We're out of time. But because he's going into the point, you guys keep connecting correctly the two points that Ran made, that Avodah Zarah does have force, and that's why Hashem has to command us, don't use that force. He's saying, even if you don't accept that you're going to go with the Rambam on that point, that Avodah Zarah has no force. Nonetheless, I still need the commandment not to worship other gods. That we'll pick up with Bezalel next week.